Have any of you ever done anything where you went to like a weekend retreat or something different, like a self-help thing, something you did solely for you to improve yourself?
No.
Mm-mm. No. No fantasy camps or self-improvement. I mean, I did.
Does fantasy camp count as self-improvement?
I think it could. I mean, if you go to like a, you know, like rock and roll guitar camp or something.
Well, you went to that driving school, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a couple of days and I had a blast, but yeah, I wouldn't have thought, you know.
If fantasy baseball counts, you pretending you're a vroom vroom driver counts.
I wouldn't have looked at it as self-improvement, though. That was just fun.
I think that's what baseball camp. But I think talking more about, yeah, just like.
I would have thought that that's what baseball camp was until we talked to our friend Tracy, who knew like his ERA from his last 10 seasons at fantasy camp.
Yeah, he really went for it.
Yeah.
I will never get over how fake I thought that was. Every time you guys would talk about it, I was like, that's a really funny joke to talk about Tracy like that. That's really funny. And then you guys asked him and he actually said like, yeah, it was really fun. We played baseball. And I was like, oh my God, it's real.
Were you shocked that we were telling him the jokes we make?
Yes. I was like, what is this a bit between them that I don't know about?
Yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, we've known him a while.
Yeah.
Well, there is something called the MDK Project. That's what the hashtag is. Okay. The MDK Project. Flip the switch in your life and business. The Modern Day Night Project is a 75-hour personal growth experience for men who want to live life filled with fulfillment, purpose, financial freedom, and have a deep, loving relationship with their family.
Okay, right now.
Sounds amazing.
Right now, I'm in.
This leads
that sounds
to financial
great.
Freedom?
That sounds great.
Okay.
And fulfillment.
Empowerment.
Did you only hear finances, Steve?
Well, no, I was just most shocked by financial freedom, considering what this is.
Well, it'll give you freedom from the $18,000 it's going to cost to go to this.
Ugh.
Or the $10,000, depending on which one you go. The price to attend, it says $18,000 for 3 days of life-changing alpha male advice. Will you complete such tasks as, according to this article, rolling down a railroad on your back in the dark on those stones? They've got them with their shirts off and in what? Shorts, and they're sort of crab crawling without their arms or legs on their back on those jagged rocks that are generally accompanying railroad tracks. That's one thing they do. Steve, you have a question?
I do have a question. How does that lead to financial freedom?
If you have to ask, it's not for
I'm
you.
I'm not alpha enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be alpha.
So it's
right, I'm totally beta.
The company that does it has completed 19 of them. The next one, the 20th one, will be in October. Now, it's $18,000 for 75 hours, so a little over 3 days. You can be kicked out at any time. Like if you're being a beta hour 17, out.
Oh, yeah, you don't want any of that puss rubbing off on all the other alpha men.
I want to go to this just to troll.
My God, I mean, it's...
looks like the men generally range from age 20 to 50.
Okay.
Where is this? Where does it take place?
I'm not sure.
Okay. A good way to part idiots with their money.
Can I get in touch with them and see?
Oh, it's in California. I wonder what was going through their heads when they thought they were coming for some sunny beach weather and then got hailed on. They're showing a video of men standing in the hail in just swim trunks. So that leads to my next question. How do you react when the S hits the fan? It's easy to stay dedicated when the situation is ideal and the weather is great. But where does your mind go when the weather sucks, you get in a fight with your wife, a business partner is doing you dirty, behind the scenes, etc.? Pay close attention to how you react when things don't go your way.
Okay.
Because ultimately, that's how you measure what kind of man you are. would you like a taste of the instruction that comes with it for $18,000?
Yes, please. I would like to know.
Apparently there's a coupon to get it for 10 because I'm seeing different reports. Steve, you added some bleeps to this?
I did, yeah.
More than one?
I mean, this couldn't be more alpha because it's a man standing behind a folding table and he's got a, you know, a beard and everything. He looks like a tough dude. On the wall behind him is just an assortment of hatchets and axes.
Yeah.
And then leaning up against one of the tables, for no reason, a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
But let's see what
those are. A lot of tough things.
Isn't the sledgehammer like the leg on the table?
Oh, it kind of looks like it.
No, I think it's just leaning up against
I don't know, man. That wouldn't be alpha.
Yeah, I think it's just leaning up against
it. Yeah, it's probably leaning against it. But it seemed like something they'd be like, yeah, you think our...
Hey, we need more sledgehammer
give
tables.
Give me an alpha table. More sledgehammer? Yeah.
Look at each other. Look to your left and your right. More than 60% will not be here Friday. I guarantee it. And I'll make sure. I'll make sure you earn the right to be here every second.
Okay, so he said, look to your left, look to your right. More than 60% of the people will not... This is... It's very similar to when you watch those... documentaries about like Navy SEALs going through Hell Week and things
it's
like
based
that.
On a lot of military techniques used to break down new recruits.
Okay. Because I see in your eyes that most of you don't belong here. And I'll be dead. I'll take this knife off my waist and carve this tattoo off my hand before that.
Wow.
Show up here on Friday for the graduation. I see your eyes already. Your souls are mine. Oh,
your souls are mine.
Oh, my God.
So these people paid five figures to go and be screamed at by a man who says he would rather use the knife he carries on his waist to saw the tattoo off his arm than allow all of them to finish while yelling at them and then teaching them how to handle things that don't go their way better. Is this how you handle things that don't go your way?
I mean, I assume so. So, all right. So if I have a bad day at work or I get in an argument with my wife, I can fall back on the training that I got by crawling on rocks backward.
Hot Wings, maybe, you know, let's not be judgmental. You could be leaning on the training you got the day that you laid on the asphalt and got sprayed with cold water for an hour.
Like waterboarded almost?
Okay. Sort of, yeah. Without the cloth over your face. That's a lot better.
Yeah, I don't really understand how being tortured helps make me an alpha male. Now, I can see going to a camp and learning survival skills and having that be useful. Like, okay, today we're going to show you how to operate a variety of firearms that maybe you haven't seen before. And if you're in this is how you can, survive this attack or how you can build a fire.
That sounds amazing.
All kinds of, like, cool things that could come in handy one day if the S hits the fan.
This text, paying $10,000 to get trained how to be an alpha male is the most beta male thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's actually, I was thinking the same thing.
That's
like, a great
I can't
imagine point. Like,
yeah, but you
somebody
gotta...
who is truly an alpha going, I would like to get yelled at and here's right, all but... of my money to do it.
Yeah, that's for all the beta males who want to become an alpha male. Like you gotta there needs to be that like that switch somewhere. Yeah,
I mean,
and that's what this is.
I'll be
There's
honest.
Only 15 spots left for the October trip. I'm going to email them. I'm going to see if they can give us one on the house so we can talk about it on the show.
Who are you going to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I would absolutely do it.
Really?
I would. I would.
Okay.
I'd be terrified.
Okay. You could do it.
Yes.
Now, in lieu of that, though, now I only have one hatchet. One axe, I do have three hammers that I can put on a wall. And if you want, for only $5,000, I'll scream at you for a while,
for a whole weekend. I think you'd get tired and wimp out.
I'd take the five.
Remember that time you got in cars for a couple hours at a car show and you got tired? You think you could yell at Steve for 3 days?
Yeah.
Does everybody get a cool belt with a knife?
No. You have to earn a cool belt with a knife. You don't just get a cool belt with a knife.
I thought you were a tomboy.
They all had tan book bags and a sledgehammer, so they kind of looked like they were military and tough, but they're not. So that's weird.
You earn the knife.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. He was like, I got tattoos. What if I'd rather skin my tattoos off than whatever?
I don't think
whatever.
That's the goal.
I want a knife.
Do you think this is something where at the end of the 3 days, if you're one of the people that graduates, there's any kind of like, ha-ha, thought we were going to wear you down. Ho-ho, like any smiling or joking?
Or do you
think it's like, you graduated.
Yes.
Now get the hell out of my face.
Now go be financially free and tell people off.
I think it's that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a great relief. I'm sure it's very cathartic to finish that and be and feel that release. It probably gives you some sort of feeling of being...
I mean,
more confident.
Right.
I mean, if you went through that
maybe,
and you made it, you would feel more confident.
It all starts with the 75-hour crucible. This 3-day experience is one of the toughest physical and mental challenges you'll experience, and it's designed to help you, A, shatter your self-doubt and limiting beliefs. All right.
I don't think that's going to do that for me. I think that's just going to add a lot more self-doubt.
Gain clarity in your life's work and purpose. That would be nice. Heal from trauma that makes you feel broken and unworthy. I'm working on that. I mean, if this could expedite that, that would be great.
You think this would work better than therapy?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't say that it wouldn't. And four, dig deep into your past and uncover the experiences that are holding you back from achieving greater levels of success in your life. Again, already working on that. This
this text.
It sounds kind of appealing.
I already did this without paying for it in the Army. Mm-hmm. They paid me.
Yeah.
this text, I did that for 6 weeks in 2007, and they got paid $3,000 for the experience. Now I can't use my knees like I should, and I have back issues.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a thrill.
But hey, Steve, if you want to go, I support that.
I do too. Yeah.
If you want to do it, you just got to come back and be ready to tell everything.
Oh, so this dude, the founder of it, Bedros Koulian, he's the founder of the global fitness franchise Fit Body Bootcamp.
Oh.
He just lives to scream at people.
Yeah.
And what drill sergeant traumatized him?
Yeah.
He's a best-selling author of Man Up, How to Cut the Bull S and Kick Ass in Business and in Life.
Okay. All right.
Well, he did it. I don't know if that means everybody can do it. But getting yelled at sounds fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't
seem that hard. I can help you, Steve. Say something about your dad.
My dad's
pussy!
Great.
You feel better?
Sorry, Mr. Hot Wings.
Shut up, you little bitch.
Lay down on the ground and I'm going to drop the world's largest coin on your face 100 times to teach you resilience.
Yeah.
Dude, these people are, okay, so like the other co-founder, he's a U.S. Marine. Somebody else is a former Marine raider and recon. Former Navy SEAL.
I mean, I'm sure that...
Retired U.S. Air Force survival, evasion, resistance, and escape specialist.
I'm sure the guys running it are pure alpha.
I know.
Oh, I'm sure they are definitely pure alpha. They are built of testosterone.
But like, going and being around those people don't make me one.
No, that's not going to make
me. I don't come back from my weekend football broadcast an NFL player.
No, I want to learn skills. Like, teach me... Like those evasive driving maneuvers, you know, the stuff that they learn, like in the Secret Service, like teach me all that stuff.
Yeah. Poor Hot Wings signs up for this thinking he's going to a defensive driving class. And he's like, when are we going to drive in the Caprices?
Yeah. Just come getting, on.
Like, waterboarded on a beach while it's snowing.
Tell me how to do a kick-ass J-turn. Like, that's what I want to know.
Nope. Sorry. You're the middle. No. Decoration on a bukkake festival.
No, I want to lay on my back and have you pour cold water on me. And
I don't know what that means, but sounds like it would be humiliating.
Yeah, I don't think you'd feel very alpha.
I feel like it's going to wreck my shirt.
Yeah.
I have sent a message to the Modern Day Night Project.
Okay, the one we talked about where it's $18,000 to go for 75 hours.
It's how to prepare you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some info, asking them if they've... worked with other radio shows in the past, which is my first question into saying, will you let us do this for free?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not paying $18,000 for
it. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah. All their classes are sold out except for the October 15th, 2024 spot. There are only 15 spots remaining.
Dang.
Okay.
Nicely done.
All right. So they might not have to offer a free one to a radio guy.
I'm almost certain they won't.
Well, I'm going to fill out the application anyway. How much would you pay? Say they gave us, it was heavily discounted.
Like for you to go?
Yeah.
Oh, almost upwards of $0.
I don't know. I think it would be $1,000.
Yeah, cover your flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Like, do we have to pay expenses too?
Yeah. Are you driving?
And
are you gonna come back insufferable?
With like a crew cut.
Yeah.
Never have sleeves.
Yeah. You're gonna be like, oh yeah, everything's a bitch to you. This computer's a real bitch.
And every day you're just wearing a t-shirt that's one size too tight that has their logo on it.
Or it's something that is like grunt style or grunt life or something.
We had a lot of people writing in saying this is for the grunt life people. Yeah.
Every sentence starts with, you know what you should do.
Oh, God.
I've had to work hard to not do that based on where I'm from.
That is a very Northeast United States. Hey, you know what you guys should do? Oh, God.
Yeah, that is something I never noticed until I started here and you guys pointed it out. And I was like, oh, no.
And I
don't think I did it a lot, but I definitely know people who do it a lot.
And no one meant it the way it sounds.
I mean, some people.
It was no different because plenty of people give unwanted advice. It's not, that's not specific to the Northeast portion of the United States. Unwanted advice. It was the aggressive, you know what you should do.
It's the definitiveness of how it
the
comes across.
The definitiveness. Yes, that's like, exactly
yeah,
what it is.
Midwesterners do the exact same thing, but it's a little more sheepish.
Sure, you betcha. Casserole would be nice. Yeah.
Do you guys want to help me fill out my application?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so obviously I got all the name, contact info.
Again, this is
phone
for
number,
a
email address.
Camp that would teach Steve to be an alpha male. It costs just $11,000 to $18,000.
Okay, now I'm going to type what you write or what you say word for word.
Great.
Why are you interested in the Modern Day Knight Project?
I'm a puss.
Because I'm a puss.
Say,
is puss, and I were just waiting for that.
Is puss 1S or 2? Because
2.
2 it's looks two. Like puss.
It's but 2. One yeah, is, 1 is only puss. Yeah,
yeah, 1 is puce.
I mean, it, in case okay. you're...
I don't know.
Just add the Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's but, no but then, confusion.
Okay. But say, it was an IE.
But and a heart. Can you make a heart over the eye?
Oh, that's so
beta.
Yeah.
Heart over the eye.
Yeah. All right. Are you married? Are you married or single?
Married. You're married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have kids? If so, what gender and ages?
Don't yes. know.
No. I do have kids, but right now we haven't decided on their gender.
So. Oh, God. Oh, they're going to lose their
I get accepted so quickly.
Their gender is up to them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They,
it's
yeah.
not my job They'll to pick it. Their fluidity. Put that.
Tell me more about your business or career. Well,
I begged for this job years and years ago.
I've survived 20 years in a clown industry.
Yeah.
With 20 years of people saying, why would you choose this?
Nothing about my job requires me to be physically active.
What areas of your life do you have greater potential in and want help reaching your potential?
Well, definitely your financial situation.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd like financial freedom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would.
And axe wielding.
Yeah.
Just those two. And everything else I'm pretty good at.
Car road readiness.
Putting my wife in her place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're due for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, your shirt size. Extra small, small, medium, large, extra large, double X.
Extra small.
I got to put double extra X. Small.
Yeah, obviously.
Extra small women's fit, please.
Will you go back to the one about things you'd like to improve? Will you just say, I would like to have bigger hands?
Can you do that? Can you help me do that?
My tiny hands can only do so much.
I'd like to believe I'm taller.
They'll probably smash your hands and your bones to pieces until the fractures heal and make your hands bigger.
Well, I was watching some of their other videos where they're doing those, what are they called? Like the dead man carries or something or a fireman's carry.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
where
God,
somebody's
those look so
on
hard.
your shoulder and you're in sand going across the beach.
Yeah.
My little hands could not handle that.
That seems really difficult. Seems my wife so was, rough on your knees.
My wife is the one who showed this to me initially. She said she was watching one of the videos, and early in the camp, they're throwing their belongings into the water.
Into tubs, yeah.
Into tubs of water. Mm-hmm. And at one point, some guy goes, oh, with all due respect, and the man yells right in his face with spit coming out, there is no respect here!
You earn respect.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that one too. It looked like those big stock tubs, and they're just filled with ice cold water.
Hey, you guys like Mr. Bean? Oh, God, you're drowning me.
All right, consent to use of name and likeness.
Yeah, of course.
I consent.
You don't need it. Right.
Definitely, yeah.
I agree.
Put you on all the shirts.
Yeah, they need some before photos.
So they can.
This is all the information they ask. They don't ask, are you on any blood pressure medication or anything?
None whatsoever.
No. Do they ask height and weight?
No.
Oh,
no, but I think
bad.
they probably get a decent size, a decent idea based on your shirt size.
Yeah,
extra
I know,
small,
but
and you
ask
for bigger hands.
If they ask your height, you could put something like 5'4", and then when you get there and you're 2 inches taller, you could say, I've been working on it.
I've been working hard.
Am I intimidating now?
I've been trying to watch some of your videos. I'm trying.